This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Health officials are warning that Colorado is in for a respiratory viral pandemic this winter as cases of RSV, COVID-19, and the flu continue to increase dramatically. Reginald Washington is chief medical officer of Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children. He says because people were masking and socially distancing for the past 2 years, they weren't exposed to seasonal bugs.
And so our bodies are more susceptible to those viruses because they haven't seen them before. That's particularly true in young kids under the age of 5.
Washington says if you're feeling ill, just stay home and remember to wash your hands. RSV, unlike COVID, can live on surfaces for hours. Frontier Airlines and 5 other carriers have been ordered to refund more than $600 million to airline passengers. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The U.S. Department of Transportation says Frontier must pay $222 million in refunds to passengers whose flights were canceled during the pandemic. The Denver-based carrier was also fined $2.2 million. The Transportation Department says it received numerous complaints after Frontier and 5 other airlines delayed refunds to those passengers. The other airlines on the list include Air India, TAP Portugal, Aeromexico, Israel's El Al, and Colombia's Avianca. Frontier is the only American carrier facing a fine. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
We expect another updated vote count later this week in the still undecided race for a Colorado congressional seat. In District 3, incumbent Lauren Boebert leads Democrat Adam Frisch by a little more than 1,000 votes. Today's the deadline for overseas and military ballots to come in and for voters with ballot problems to fix them and be counted. Frisch tells CPR the close race exposes Boebert's vulnerability.
Those that know her don't care for her. A lot more people know her now than before, and not for good reason. So I knew that she was building up more negatives than when she started.
Boebert has blamed a lack of enthusiasm for other Republican candidates for depressing her party's turnout in the district. There's more of our conversation with Adam Frisch on Colorado Matters. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.